Broadcasting since 1994, you are listening to KPSU, Portland's College Radio, streaming worldwide 24/7 at kpsu.org. Hello and welcome to The Rant Room. I am Ben, and I am your forever, ever speaking host. And actually, for today though, because that might be changing by next week. That's right, I have a lot of updates for today's episode, including what I just mentioned. There may or may not be a new co-host that may be joining, so I am excited for that. Along with a change in topic for the entirety of the show which will be something that I can more like deeply get into and be more personal about. Along with, after these 30 minutes of talking, another 30 minutes of pure vinyl music, and we will get right to that. After this short break.
Hey, I'm DJ Snow, bringing you a mixed show for a challenging reality.
I wanna see boys in bikinis.
To make you dance. Party without me.
Pop, trance, and new metal.
The new normal with DJ Snow. New time, 4 p.m. Saturdays.
All right, welcome back, and we are going to go into a lot of stuff today, as mentioned before, and this is The Rant Room. Didn't want to spoil the surprise, but as mentioned before, I am going to be doing some work next week, hopefully with a co-host, so I'm excited about that. But in regards to how they are going to help me, along with just simply having another person on the show, which is, I just think is so much more convenient, because it is really hard to carry something on your own. I know some people can do it really easily, a bit harder for me, but it is a lot easier to go into talking and discuss certain things when you're able to bounce ideas off of people. That's just a really nice thing to do. But also, because of the topic change, which is going from previously I would have been doing random things, random topics that I would have covered, and going into my opinions on them. And of course, I'm still going to be doing that, but I wanted to provide further focus onto what kind of topics I'm going into. And regarding that, I decided to make the change to something that was more mental health focused. Given a lot of personal experience with mental health, I thought it was something that I can really hone in on and hyper-focus, if you will, into based on my own personal experiences. And as I'm still going through with this and I'm still evolving, so to speak, in terms of my knowledge about where I'm at and what I can do and how I can improve myself, I am hoping to also spread information, because that is always nice to do. And on that, I will hopefully be able to bring up, well, not hopefully, I will be able to bring up a lot of information that is regarding mental health, like studies, like articles, like peer-reviewed studies. But speaking on that topic, since it is mental health focused, I will bring up a disclaimer that many of the concepts that are going to be discussed within this new frame of focus are going to be very theoretical, given the focus being on psychology and how our brains work. And we don't fully understand how our brains work, so we make educated guesses that may or may not be proven wrong someday in the future, as our understanding of psychology improves with time. So, word to the wise, take this with a grain of salt. So, in terms of personal experience, I've personally had a lot of struggles with mental health, and it's in some ways it's improved, some ways it has not improved. But it has definitely evolved over time in ways that have certainly impacted me. A lot of it, I mean, the most obvious one for me would have been academic struggles in youth, for like main struggles. Well, I didn't know that I had ADHD until I was starting in high school, I would say. It was quite, it's a big experience to go through all of that and not know what's going on. So there was a lot of struggles in terms of mainly focusing on the academic side of that rather than the social side of that, which is very, it's very easy to analyze the academic side on paper, because you can see like, oh, they're performing better, or in my case, obviously would have been worse. And you can see that on a piece of paper. You can see and understand that, oh, there's like a physical record. You have your progress in this class, and academics has declined over time. So going on with that, there is a lot of... There's ways to see that. I'm just repeating myself at this point. See, it's so much easier when you have someone to talk to, when you have someone to bounce ideas off of. But... socially, I would never have discovered that until much, much later in my life. And that is not easy to get through. It's a lot easier to be able to like understand that you have some sort of mental health issue when you're younger, and then you can grow up with it and you have that understanding going on. But it's much harder. Not only is it much harder to deal with that and come to that understanding on, like, by yourself, but also to get like evaluations and treatments and whatnot, in older age, it's much harder to. It's a lot of that is geared towards towards children, where you can screen children for mental illnesses in their youth, because it's a lot easier to. We have a better understanding of, at least in terms of ADHD, how it affects youth and not how it affects adults. So that would have been a lot of there was a lot of stuff that I would have that I had gone through that I wouldn't have figured out or fully understood until I am here. But even now, I still don't have a lot of understanding of that. So I'm hoping that I can go forward and learn a lot more as time progresses. And as time progresses, I hope to also provide information to, I don't know, get my ideas, my thoughts, my concepts, my strategies out there, because it's easy to find a way that works for you, but it's a lot harder to find a way that works for everybody and to find something that helps everyone reach a sort of balance in a way, because you're never going to get perfectly balanced. You're going to have ups and downs, but yeah, putting more information out there in regards to said previously mentioned co-host, someone who is going to be a lot more experienced about on this topic than me, in terms of a psychology major. So that will be interesting. It's a lot of talking ahead about things that have yet to happen. So, planning ahead, I suppose. That's going to be an interesting thing to go through. But talking about, I would say a good place to start with would be where I'm at right now. So there's a lot of things that academically are going to affect you. Like, academics in general are just going to affect you. And like any person, even if you're more neurotypical than most other individuals, everyone's going to be affected by schooling, a college especially. And going into that straight away fall term is going to be, I mean, in last year that certainly affected me as well, but this year it's also not been easy as well. It's always a struggle, but it's very much like it brings out the further, it has further brought out feelings of anxiety, and that's not helpful in terms for academics at all, but socially it's not been great either. It's something that I am still trying to understand, and I still don't understand. And it's very nice to be able to reach out to people and talk, and to reach out to people who are in a similar boat to me in terms of mental health, who can provide information and say, here's something that's helped me, maybe it might help you. I guess the big part of that is not just like being able to get information from people, but also to have someone that proves like, oh yes, this is not like a solo struggle, this is not a unique struggle. Everyone has unique struggles, but it's very much not something that you are going to be the only person dealing with. I guess those two sentences kind of contradicted each other, but there was a meaning there, and I hope that was delivered there. Socially is tough. Academically, I've gotten better. It's a wonderful thing to be able to. I like that most colleges have like that connection to like a disability center that at least at PSU, thanks to the Disability Resource Center. It's a lovely place. That you're able to get some help from, you're never going to be able to fix everything right off the bat, but it's nice to be able to have the options and the opportunities to be able to do all those things. And it's certainly gotten better with time. I've gotten used to those accommodations. It's trying to get into a cycle, trying to get into a habit of, I need to make use of these. I need to be constantly doing this or that. And starting habits, at least for me especially, it's difficult. But once you get into those habits, it's fantastic, because I mean, it's a dual-edged sword. It's a it's both a good thing and a bad thing. And in this way, it's a good thing, I would say, that it's very easy to get into habits, to start habits. Or at least, you know, once you get into habits, it's very hard to break them, so you can consistently follow them. But it gives me some sort of, like, sense of organization rather than, in comparison to, like, a schedule or a calendar, like, knowing when everything is, like, all the due dates, all the things that are coming up, events that are coming up, especially me with, it's especially helpful for me in terms of memory. I have not great foresight nor previous remembrance, or I'm not good at remembering past events, which is not helpful when you have to remember many due dates and many upcoming dates that are of great importance to whatever respect, whether that's academic or personal. It's going to be a lot of stuff. Currently, well, I've talked a lot about where I'm at right now. It's still getting, it's, I don't know. Well, as I said before, it's starting off of a new year, and that's never going to be easy. It's not easy for me. And I am hoping to improve with time. I can hope that I will improve with time, but I can't, like, guarantee that I'll be great all the way through, but I can try my best. And I guess, well, I'm just talking in circles at this point, but that's currently where I'm at right now. I would say, something that's really relevant in terms of academics, at least, though, beyond just where I'm currently at, I think is a good topic that I can go into. Here's something that I can really hyper-focus into and rant about. On the topic of burnout, beyond just, like, academically getting to the point of just being overwhelmed in the sense of burnout. Here, maybe I can provide more information on this topic. Burnout being a state of physical or emotional exhaustion, but also involves a sense of reduced accomplishment or a loss of personal identity. I think you Google. Burnout is not easy for anyone to deal with, and I think everyone deals with it. Everyone will deal with it at some point in their life. It's difficult to get through because there is that lack of feeling like you can accomplish things. There's a dip in self-esteem, certainly. I would say a lot of it is, it's very connected to stress, at least. When you overload yourself with activities, when you overload yourself with responsibilities, tasks to do, and it builds up, especially, like, stress, like, everyone needs some sort of break. They need some sort of time to relax and calm down and clear their mind. And if you don't get that, which in this current state, like, in the current way that, like, our society works, we're constantly working and working and working. 9-to-5s are hard. But when it's consistent like that, we often get burnt out. It's very common. I think it's become almost socially acceptable that it's just like, oh, I'm burning out now, which is fascinating. Well, fascinating in the sense of, like, wow, we really got to this point. But it's something that I think is important to mention in terms of, it's something that a lot of people will deal with. A lot of people do deal with it. And for some people, it's going to be more regular than others. It's going to be more constant. It's going to be more, well, I'm just saying constant or reoccurring. But going on that topic, if it's, when it's something when you reach the point of being burnt out, then it's hard to know where to go from there because you feel like you're stuck in some pit that you can't climb out of. And when you reach that point, it's very hard to go forward. It's very hard to get to the next step or know what the next step is. There's always, it's good to have like a network of people that you can reach out to or that know that you can reach out to. Because it's beyond that point of, like, once you reach like a burnout, it's hard to, if you have that dip in self-esteem, it's hard to know, like, you're not going to be in the right frame of mind anymore. You're not going to be, oh, great, happy you anymore. You're going to be in this point where you're not in the same state of mind. So you have to, it's a network that you have to build with people that you will know that when you're not in a great state of mind, you can still reach out to these people and you can still talk to these people. Building networks is, like, as a species, it's very important. Like it's vital to us as a species to be able to make connections with other people and other entities. At least it doesn't have to be a person. You can still have a connection to an animal or an item that has some like significance to you. That's simply how I'm blanking on the word. How feeling like some sort of connection to something. Symbolic, I believe. No, not symbolic. I am blanking on the word. It'll come back to me eventually. It'll come back to me when I'm done with this. I'm going to walk out and I'm going to remember the word. It's going to bother me. But you have to have that. You have to be able to find connections to people. You have to be able to find connections to people that matter to you, that you know you can reach out to and you know you can discuss things with. And beyond just that, you need to have connections, but you have to have strategies, or like you have to know. I think it's important to know what's something that calms you down, especially for me when I reach a point where I feel very stressed or I feel very just overwhelmed with something. You have to be able to go into a safe space. For me, that has to be somewhere that's quiet. It has to be somewhere that's isolated. That has to be somewhere that I feel comfortable. I feel safe. In terms of like volume wise, I try to go somewhere that's quiet, because when I get sensory overload very easily. So even when I'm out just like walking around the city, I'm going to get very uncomfortable. But especially if I've reached the point of burnout, I need to find some place where I can isolate myself and calm down. And for me, that can be a number of different things. In the past, I would have been like playing a game. I would have gone on like on my laptop or at this point like my PS5, and I would have played a game to calm myself down. I would say now it's probably not the best strategy, because you can really get lost into that, and you want to be able to find it's I would say it's something that you should consider like a recovery activity, something that you can go into and say, okay, I feel re-energized, like healed to somewhat, like to some degree, but now I can stop and I can go back and I can try and continue my life. Not in the sense of, like, it's going to heal you completely. It's sort of a recovery activity, a time to give you the space to breathe, really, I think is the most important part. You need to have the space to breathe, because if you're just holding your breath through a 9-to-5, through that stress of burnout, then it's going to get much worse. And I keep thinking of like things that would be great example or that are great examples as to why it would be so good to have someone to talk to and bounce ideas off of, because it's really just important to have someone you can talk to and connect with about ideas, not just in the sense of like what I'm referring to here, but also like the co-host situation. So beyond just I've talked about connections with people. I've talked about finding a safe space. That could be a lot of different things. So I provided bad examples. For me, that right now, one of the biggest examples for me would be like music. I have a music playlist for when I'm feeling very panicky, and I can put on my headphones. Also, having something that for me, when I get sensory overload, having something that can like shut out noise. So I have like a little headset that is like, that has noise reduction, so it cancels out a lot of the other noise. I don't like it a little. I mean, I don't like it in some ways, in the fact that like it cuts out the bass and some of the high ends. I think it's more the bass than the high ends, but it's more noticeable that the bass is cut out than the high ends. So it makes the music worse. But I can also just not be playing music, and I can just put on the noise reduction, and then like, is more calming, I would say. But music especially is some way that it really helps me calm down. So I'll have playlists. I have a lot of playlists of like very calm, very relaxing music that I can, well, I would say calm and relaxing to me, because everyone has their own definition of calm and relaxing. For one person that could be classical music, for another person that could be like West Coast hip hop. Like it can be anything. As long as it's relaxing to you is what I think is the most important. Music, especially for me, I would say, but that can be in the term in the ways of listening to music. I also like to play music. I'm not great at I'm not great at guitar, but it's something that I can pick up and I find relaxing. In terms of I would say, well, it takes more process to like plug in like an electric. But if that works for you, if that's something that helps you calm down, if it's something, I don't know, I would imagine it probably wouldn't be too relaxing if you like plugged it into a distortion effect. But I don't know, maybe if you put it on clean, you give it a little bit of reverb, maybe that's a bit relaxing, maybe that's a bit calming. But I would say for me, like, at least for, like, an acoustic, because it has that, it has that reverb effect. It's much more spacious. It's much more, I guess it kind of even fits into the classical sort of genre in some ways. You'll find it in classical. You'll find plenty of, like, acoustic guitar in classical music. But I think that it's about finding that safe space and that, whether it's, I mean, I would say going into a safe space, but with that safe, because you have to have some intermingling of these things. You have to have a mixing of these things, right? That's the right term there. You want to find ways to mix these things together. You want to find ways that, yes, you can find a safe space that's calm and relaxing and you could do these activities, but you still want to have people that you can check in on and that you can check with, because being isolated can also make it a lot worse. So you want to have ways to maybe bring someone in, maybe ask someone if they want to go on a walk, if they want to grab a, like a, I don't know, what like grab some food, grab a drink, something, do an activity. Maybe if it is video games, you call up a friend and you do it online. That's still a connection. It's not as personal of a connection, but I do recognize that you can still have great connections with people that are online. I have a friend that's up in Germany. Shout out to you, Leonard. I have a friend up in Germany that I still reach out to, and when I do get to play games with him, it's fantastic. He can be in another country, and I may not be able to see him for quite a while, but it's still someone that I can reach out to. It's still a connection. So it's still important. Like, you have to have something that fills in those gaps. You have to have something that works for the moment. As mentioned before, a lot of this is based on personal experience and my own thoughts about it beyond just an educated opinion, which I'm hoping previously mentioned co-host will be able to help me shed more light on, because it's easy to talk about things that you're passionate about, but I think it's much more important in this regard to be able to talk about something with a professional perspective and see things and speak about things like say that, like, from a perspective of, you know what you're talking about, and in my opinion I feel like they're much more knowledgeable about the topic. But I think it'll certainly be helpful. I am excited. I've said that before, but I am very excited. Moving on from here, I have talked for quite some time, so I am going to transition to the next thing. We're going to do some music. And going forth with that, I can actually pull up that playlist and I can let you know what we're going with. With that playlist, we have, this is so slow, there we are, we have, I'm going to bring that out so it's public, so everyone can view it. Also, please check out my blog posts. I am very excited for that. We're going to start out with, we have some Hers. I finally got that album, and it's so pretty. I know I talked a lot about the I Don't Know How album. Razzmatazz is fantastic, but this is, I mean, in its own way, it's a very nice album. I'm just speaking in circles now. Starting out with Hers, transitioning to Gorillaz, which will be fantastic, of course. They are always fantastic. Then going into Hozier. No, go from Hers to Gorillaz to 21 Pilots to Hozier. Then we have Lumineers and Kuko again. He's always fantastic. Going through to Coldplay, and then I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. So I will end this here, and we will get back to that music right after this break. Thank you. Yeah.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Dear Smokey Bear, for teaching us how to prevent wildfires for 70 years, outdoor lovers everywhere want to give you a bear hug.
I want to give Smokey a bear hug for teaching me that a fire isn't out till it's cold.
For teaching me to douse my fire with water, stir the ashes, and douse it again.
For showing me that sparks from a dragon tow chain can start a wildfire.
For being a big fuzzy bear. I like big fuzzy bears.
Happy 70th, big guy. Let's bring it in for a bear hug. Come on.
Wish Smokey a happy birthday. Day using hashtag Smokey Bear Hug. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
can't get what you want, but you can get me. So listen up and see, 'cause you are my medicine.
had you in my coat pocket, where I kept my rebel red. Felt I was invincible, you wrapped around my head. Now different lives I lead, my body lives on lead. The last two lines may read incorrect until said. The lead is terrible in flavor. But now you double as a paper maker. I despise you sometimes. I love to hate the fight. And you in my life is like sipping on straight glory. But the vibes got over me. Cause beat is a chemical. Beat is a chemical. When the leaf don't save my sleep, I'll be back when it's all complete. The moment is medical. The moment is medical. Just kiss like real people do.
on my lips. We could just kiss like real people do.
lowest in the clouds, amen. Lift off this blindfold, let me see again. Bring back the water, let your ships roll in. And my heart, she left a hole. The tightrope that I'm walking. When the lightning strikes and the saints go marching in, and sing slow it down. To begin again, so whatever you do, don't let go. And if we could float away, fly up to the surface and just start again, and lift off before trouble just erodes us in the rain, just erodes us in the rain, just erodes.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Also, I should have done this before, but I want to thank Leah from My Cup of Tea for that Hosier album, actually. Yeah, thank you all for tuning in to the second episode, and here's hoping we make a lot of progress with the next one coming up. So do be sure to tune in next week for the Rant Room, hopefully with another with the co-host. I will leave the rest of that up for as a surprise. And yes, so it has been lovely ranting with you all, and I will see you all again next week. Till then, farewell.